Hello, it's Tom here again with another audio walk from Open Country. The walks that I've shared with you so far have all been around my local patch based around the town of Rawdon. But today I've been out to audit one of Open Country's Break Free trails, which are accessible trails for walkers and cyclists in the beautiful Yorkshire countryside. If you'd like to check out what we've got on offer at the moment, then go to opencountry.org.uk and navigate to our access info to download the packs from there. So I've taken this opportunity to come to a little area in between Pateley Bridge and Ripon in North Yorkshire. Today's walk is approximately 5 miles. And the reason that I really enjoy this walk is the diversity of the things that you walk through. So we start in beautiful farmland, then make our way down into a hidden wood where there's a beautiful open lake. And then we finish the walk by coming back across some beautiful moorland where there are beautiful views across North Yorkshire. So it's a pleasure to have you along with me again today. Hopefully you'll enjoy the walk as much as I do. It's a walk that I've not been able to do for a while, so I'm really looking forward to getting back out there. So, if you've got your walking boots on, I think we're ready to start the walk. I've started the walk by coming along a narrow farm track, and it's flanked at either side by fields which are full of sheep. And I remember doing this walk once, and I'll never forget seeing a lamb take its first steps. It's things like that that you just don't forget, and just walking down this track now has just rekindled that memory. It's absolutely beautiful. In a moment we're going to turn right in front of quite a large farm, which obviously these sheep belong to, and we'll descend away from the hum of the road that runs between Pateley Bridge and Ripon that you may be able to hear in the background, and we'll go into the silence of Eaveston Wood. I've now left the farm track and entered into this lovely little bit of pine wood. Apart from a few children playing a short distance away and the birds in the trees, it's beautifully peaceful. I love standing still in places like this because you often see things that you haven't seen before, even though I've done this walk plenty of times, there's always something new to see. I've already seen a few blackbirds hopping along through the undergrowth. And just through the trees ahead of me, I can see one of the crags that make up the banking to this wood and eventually lead us down towards Eaveston Lake. At this point, I'm just going to keep my voice down slightly because I've just come down to the edge of Eaveston Lake. A I've made my way down through the wood and I'm now walking on the path at the side of the water. I'm glimpsing through the trees that are hanging out over the lake, almost reaching out towards it. There's lots of wildlife on the water. I can see a few swans. It's got a few cygnets with it as well. There's also a few ducks swimming around. Every time I come here, I'm amazed by the peace of it. I don't think very many people know about this place. And although the path is pretty well trodden, it seems quite neglected. There's a few trees that have come down that I've had to either climb over or climb under. But it just adds to the feel of this place. It's like nature's taking over. And I feel like I'm a guest within nature, rather than being somewhere where man has sort of taken hold to enable you to enjoy the nature. I've made my way a little bit further along the lakeside path, and I've made it to a little decaying boathouse. I've been led to believe that this was actually a man-made lake by the people that once owned Fountains Abbey. It's since become quite derelict, and this boathouse is a good example of that. It's almost built on a rock, which is just jutting out into the lake, and there's a very rickety old little bridge going across to it. I don't think I'm going to brave going across to it, because you'll probably hear a large splash on the recording as I disappear into Evesden Lake. As I once again look through the trees, one of the things that always strikes me as a photographer is the way that the light hits the water. I mean, the sun isn't even out today. It's quite overcast and hazy. But just the ripples in the water and the different tones and colours is absolutely stunning. The other thing that I really love about this place is the little rocky outcrops that you come across. Some of them have got trees growing out of them, which always doesn't cease to amaze me. The way that the trees' roots just seem to wrap themselves around the rock, and the tree can find sustenance from that to grow. The natural world really is quite incredible. I've left the lakeside path now, but I'm still well and truly surrounded by beautiful trees. The path has got quite a bit boggier as well underfoot. I've had to balance on a few logs that people have put down in the path to try and avoid the soggy mud all around. We have had quite a bit of rain recently, which has really made the smell of this wood come to life. I often wish that you could bottle it and have it as an air freshener at home, because I just think it's absolutely beautiful, that fresh, woody, alive smell. I've now left the woods, and the path that I'm following is now taking me through farmland. That lovely, almost alpine smell has been replaced by the distinctive smell of the farm that I can see next door to me. I've also walked past a few Tamworth pigs in a very muddy field, which always adds to the aroma. As I stand here, I've also just seen a barn owl disappear into a little archway in a derelict barn just across the field from me. Where I have come out is quite a lovely vantage point, actually. I can see right across the vast Vale of York to the North York Moors beyond. In the valley there's Ripon Cathedral, and a bit closer than that is one of the looming towers of Fountains Abbey. If I look closer still, I can have a bit of a marker of where I'm heading to, as I can see the village of High Grantley. There is a lovely little pub actually in High Grantley called the Grantley Arms. Not that this is an advert for pubs. I think I'm going to have to resist the temptation to call in though, even though the pubs are open, because I'm sure you don't want me slurring my words as I take you around this walk today. Now made my way down into a lovely, peaceful, secluded valley. There's a little stream running through that's going under an old stone bridge that I'm just about to walk across to continue our walk. There was the droning of farm machinery in the background, but that seems to have stopped now as I've just dipped below the hill. And every so often you just get the shrill of a red kite flying over. I've now walked through the village of High Grantley. There's some absolutely spectacular houses in the village with equally beautiful gardens. As I've been walking through, I've been making a few notes to take home with me for something that I can do with mine. You'll be pleased to know that I resisted going into the pub. I've continued along this wonderful track, which is quite a contrast from one side to the other. As I look to my left, I'm looking over rolling green hills of farmland, just punctuated by areas of woodland. And as I look to my right, I'm met with bleak moorland, and we often think of the farmland side being the pretty side and the moorland side being a bit bleak and foreboding, but in terms of the wildlife habitat, you could argue that the right hand side, where the moorland is a much richer habitat for things like ground nesting birds such as curlew and lapwing, and all the mini life in there that supports them as they live their life out in what appears to us as quite a bleak landscape. It's really interesting to see as I walk along the contrast from one side to the other. Left the moorland track now, and I've just been traipsing through quite a few fields of really long grass. I've seen butterflies and various insects all around me as I've been walking through. In fact, it's made me think I'm regretting the fact that I didn't pack my insect repellent, because my ankles always seem to have been a bit of a delicacy in the mini beast world. But I've now entered this beautiful area of densely packed woodland. It's so densely packed that it's almost gone dark. You can't really see the sky. As I crossed over a little wooden bridge to enter the woodland, I saw the black, white and red flash of a woodpecker disappearing deeper into the wood. You might also be able to hear a stream in the distance, which I'm going to now go over and cross and carry on back towards the village of Eaveston and the track that we started our walk from. We've now made it back to the small hamlet of Eaveston. It is really tiny. It's built up of just a few what you could only call quintessentially Yorkshire farm buildings, made of Yorkshire stone, all daubed with moss and lichen. The track that we've joined now is the track that will eventually take us back to where we started. It's quite an undulating track. It goes up and down. We'll head down in a moment back towards the top end of Eaveston Wood and then come back up another steep hill back out towards the two fields full of sheep where we started. The hum of that Pateley Bridge Ripon Road has now come back into earshot, as of the sheep in the fields. Looks like we've timed it just about perfectly, as there's light drizzle just starting to fall now, and the sheep that were roaming freely in the field when we first started the walk are now hunkering down under the trees and bushes at the side of the field, taking shelter. I'd like to thank you very much for joining me on this audio walk today. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. It's been lovely to see such a diverse landscape in what is a relatively small area, from the calm serenity of Eaveston Lake to the active farmland that surrounds it, and the beautiful tree-lined avenues and forest areas as well that we've walked through. Not forgetting that lovely patch of moorland that we walked past as well, with such a diverse habitat. It's lovely to see that this area is thriving, even though I haven't walked through it for a while. It's been lovely to be back. I do hope that I can join you again on another audio walk very soon. But until then, keep well and stay safe.